Or I saw the aftermath of a hailstorm.
You what wanted us to fuck? Drink that.
I'm sorry, Logan. Dude. What the fuck is that shit, bro?
I'll give you...
Is there a pickled fucking... Oh, what the man. Fuck is that?
Try it.
Welcome to Three Beers. Back at it again. We got a special guest with us today. Our buddy boy, Carsey Bear.
Howdy doody.
All right. Also,
he's technically related to us.
Yes. We got a sponsor. All right. Central Alberta Sandblasting and Paint. If anybody needs some shit painted up, you call Lyle. All right. Check him out on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. They're on there. Amazing work. And we're going to thank them here. All right. Okay.
We're off to a hot start.
We're off to a very hot start.
Kessler, you have topics, don't you?
I would like to...
Very interested.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Something that I was thinking about recently was that, you know, like how did the town Cochrane get its name?
Or Balzac.
Balzac. That one I wonder every day.
Yeah, that is actually, that's a hard-hitting one there.
No, like, I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, all right, guys, this place, I don't know, Balzac, I think that's a good fitting name. Like, who the fuck comes up with that shit? It's fucking stupid, man. You guys not gonna fucking comment on this or what?
Yeah, I agree. Balzac does sound, but no, when you see how it's spelled, they kind of
it's. Doesn't but make it's it kind funny. Of the funny spelling.
B A L Z A C.
But have you ever heard of? There's a place in called Dildo Newfoundland. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't. Tell right that. Now. Dildo but I'm glad I did.
Like, there's always weird names of different places. It kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, like Manitoba.
What is your beef with Manitoba?
People of Toba.
First, you got to put man in.
First of all, you got to visit there before you have any comment of what it is, man.
You don't have to visit to have any comment, I don't think.
All right, Alberta boy.
It's a boat, just a big lake. Humid.
Yeah, but the more east you go, the more humid it gets, really, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably true. I don't fucking know. I haven't been there. Well, I have. That was fucking good push, buddy.
Dude. I shouldn't have done it right into the fucking mic.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Like Nashville. Now, that was a fucking cool place. You've been there, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Fucking absolutely love it down there, man.
So, like, what do you think the best name for a town is? Like, which one's the best? Like, you like Red Deer? Like, you think Red Deer's cool or Calgary's cool? Or
No.
Like, what do you think's a cool name?
The coolest name is Balzac. I'm not going to lie. It is. It's a fucking cool name.
You'd want to be from Balzac?
I am from a Balzac.
Shut the fuck up.
Thanks for letting us know, eh?
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, guys.
I mean, just today we were talking about the Castorators.
The Castor, oh yeah, the Castor, the Castor Raiders, yeah.
Raiders.
That's a great fucking.
You ever heard that?
No.
One of the best.
Is that like
you actually haven't heard of that?
Is that a sports team or what?
Well, it's
their
high,
hockey
it's
team,
a high
isn't
school.
It?
Like it's Castor.
Oh, it's like their.
Oh, yeah,
like yeah,
you know, if
like their their mascot or whatever. You want.
Some are like the Tigers or something. But theirs is the Raiders.
No, they're the Castor Raiders.
Yeah, there's Castor.
That's kind of cool though.
Yeah, I don't know. They just play a bunch of steers, though, I'm not going to lie.
You wouldn't want to mess with them.
Well, I'd like to see what happens, honestly.
Yeah.
But not to me. Like somebody else, preferably.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I did not have anything planned for this.
Well, I got things that I want to talk about,
yeah,
but to try, like... Do you guys believe in any conspiracy theories?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is good.
This is
great.
Do you believe COVID existed?
Do you believe?
Bro.
Wait. You want to get into some deep shit? Do you want to get into that?
I do. Let's get into it. Yeah. Let's get into it.
Not maybe not the COVID stuff, but like.
No.
Okay, like, here's the thing that you could think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, like, 3 years later.
Yeah.
Do you think they should have went as extreme as they did?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, shut the world down?
It's easy to look back, I guess, and then say things, but.
But honestly, they probably thought it was going to get a lot worse than it was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, a lot of people died, so it's like.
Yeah, but, like, how would you know how to handle that situation when it first came up?
I mean, literally, like, none of the people who have been through, like, a fucking plague like that has been alive since 100 years.
Yeah.
Or 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how do you know how to handle something when really nobody was alive? Like, for the last one, right? For the Spanish plague was the last one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, 19, just how technology's changed since then, right? Like,
and the world's so connected now, too, right?
Yeah. But I wonder how does some stupid shit start? You know, like the internet, do you think that conspiracy theories were as big of a thing, you know, 50 years ago or whatever? Like, were people still spreading this shit like they are now?
Yeah, like the Salem witch trials.
Yeah, it's true. It's always been going.
I bet you that fucking bitch across the street. She's casting spells on all the children.
No, but like, is there a conspiracy theory? Like there's conspiracy theories like aliens exist. Like
well, that's true.
Yeah, like there's. Like,
but that's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fucking
fact.
Yeah,
let's get into this alien thing. That was hard.
Like
that's
that also,
was hard hitting.
That is that's
no,
good.
But like I'm saying, like some are realistic, some aren't. Like not like you'd have to go case by case for me, really, right? Like
yeah, you'd have to actually like look into like. What they have, like, what are their facts?
Like do you have some, Kessler, that you have?
What's that? Sorry?
Like, some conspiracy theories that you want to talk about?
Global warming.
Oh, God. We're about to get into some deep shit here.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
Do you,
that alien stuff, though? Like, actually,
yeah, I did. I saw it.
Well, Lane was talking about it today, but I was like, this is just some shit Lane's saying, like, whatever. No,
that's just some dumbass shit.
What was that?
Skinwalker shit.
Can you actually, like, what was that all about? Because I didn't even hear about it.
Well, a government official went up in what is it? Like when
he was in court.
Yeah, he was in court. So he was like, you know, he was supposed to tell the truth, and he was telling the truth. And he said, or no, it was a girl who said it. She was like, yeah. Or was it a guy? Okay, I couldn't remember if it was a guy or a girl.
We're not sure.
I'm not sure.
It doesn't really matter.
I won't assume pronouns. But anyways, they basically just said that they had a crashed like spaceship, and then they have the guy piling it.
I want to pull.
They had the guy.
And it was all covered up. Kind
I'm
of.
Gonna pull yeah. this shit up right now because like, I want to see this.
Are you surprised? Like at the end?
No.
Of it,
oh no,
you?
I believed in aliens forever, bro.
Like, yeah.
Like, are you really surprised?
No, I thought there was already like. I didn't think they were on Earth, but I thought they were out there. I didn't think they were here, but
yeah.
Now that they are,
yeah.
There could be more coming.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find this shit. What would you call that? Government confessing aliens?
Government has
Jennifer.
Alien immigrants?
Government name is Jennifer.
And I want
to
be
shout out to Djibouti Dubs.
Djibouti Dubs. Djibouti Dubs is now a sponsor.
But Carson, do you have any conspiracy theories that you think are real?
Oh, man. I don't know. Let me think on this.
As in decades past, the question of whether aliens exist continues to captivate Americans. Let's see. What do we got here? Not actually we're having a hearing.
Like, I feel like if I do believe a conspiracy's true, it's not really a conspiracy, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to you.
Well, yeah, like, I wouldn't think of it, so I'm just thinking.
Oh, like,
but you know do what you, I mean? Like, what about just way out there opinions?
Yeah, yeah.
You know
well,
what
I
mean?
I got one, but I don't think it's, like, something we could talk about on a podcast.
No, that's
fair. Yeah, fair enough.
But, not that it's that bad, but Maybe not the now, easiest topic.
Carson, since you're our guest beer, you have to tell us what your favorite beer is. That's the initiation to three beers.
My go-to is just always Coors Original.
Coors Original. And then great Coors beer, Light, buddy.
Whatever.
Great beer.
But
you pointing to your dick?
Yeah, he's pointing to his wiener.
Okay. I believe that the government, all the governments are just being controlled by rich people.
Yes.
I border.
That's what I what I believe.
Come see, come saw, yeah.
You know how like
that's not the right way to do that, sir.
Come see, come saw.
I guess the French government is.
But I honestly though, if you have billions of dollars, what are you doing with that money?
But Lane,
how do they not, Lane?
It goes back to money is power, right?
Yeah,
it's as simple as that.
We know that like Russia is just fully controlled by fucking people with money, right?
Yeah, but like, I honestly believe that like every government isn't actually controlled by like the person in charge. I feel like there's like another higher power that's being controlled,
like Illuminati.
Not really like that.
What is Illuminati anyways? Like, do we actually know what that whole... What is that?
No,
like, what's
Illuminati?
Like, it's just...
I think there was a theory about how the government, like the U.S. government is controlled by Illuminati.
It's kind of like what Lane just said. Like,
that they're being...
Isn't that like the lizard people?
No, that's different. That's
Are
another
you sure?
theory. No, that's another conspiracy.
I
that's crazy.
I could have swore that was
no.
Lizard
the lizard people,
people
are people in power are all lizards, and they've lived for thousands of years. That's the theory.
Where
literally,
the fuck do you,
Justin Bieber? Bieber's a lizard.
How do you fucking like? Where do you get this information?
Listen. A little bit of TikTok and
a little bit of TikTok.
I stayed up all night watching YouTube videos about it.
You're getting directed by TikTok.
Yeah. Listen, man. Skinwalkers and lizard people controlling the government.
But yeah, this is Justin Bieber. It's so who on TikTok? What the fuck are you watching, bro?
I also believe
I have never seen a video about Justin Bieber being a fucking lizard.
No, I have. Because there's a video, it's obviously fake, but... No, I actually don't...
How do you
I
know
don't
it's
really
fake,
believe
huh?
it.
But it makes
I
you
don't,
think.
Yeah, I don't really believe it, but...
It does make you think.
But
there's a video of Justin Bieber, and he's on stage or something, and like his eyes just like... You know how like lizards have like a second eyelid?
Bro, he had a stroke. I don't fucking know.
But no...
I don't know. I
that's
actually
what I
don't
thought.
Know.
It
don't
was just like... It's something just... It's just something to fucking melt your brain a little bit. Just fucking... Take your mind off of everything.
TikTok
is—it's just supposed to
melt your brain a little bit.
It's just
TikTok
supposed to take
is so
your
fucking terrible. Like it's like a rabbit hole, don't you think? Like you fucking.
Do you ever get
caught in that shit? And
do you ever
just,
get scared how like there's an algorithm for your For You page?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you know what I mean? Like TikTok thinks this is what you're gonna like. Like
I think it's cool though.
Yeah.
It's useful like sometimes, but it's also like how much are they listening and how much are they watching what you're doing?
But like it's the same thing. Like on your phone, you'll be talking about like just random stuff like places or trucks and stuff like that. And then you go on your phone and
They fucking listen.
And then
bro.
That's the first thing you see. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, that is scary. Like,
and the government is definitely listening to you.
Yeah. Always
through your phone.
But like
that's what
no
I
way.
One
they're
I was
not.
Like,
no way they're not.
Like, I was talking about Lake Louise or whatever, and then I went into TikTok and it's like For You pages of like stuff about Lake Louise.
It is like that, and it's like whenever I'm at my grandparents' house, maybe they don't have secure Wi-Fi, but every time I'm at their fucking house, every time I talk about something, it's on my fucking Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all this shit. I think it's the Wi-Fi.
You know what I just got into, though?
Yeah.
Is I lose my wallet all the time. Like, I'm the type of person that if I set something...
Did you get a Ridge wallet?
No, man. I got an
AirTag. Ridge wallet sponsor us?
I got an AirTag.
An AirTag.
Oh, the Apple AirTag.
Oh, yeah. That's smart.
To put it in your wallet.
But what if the government's tracking you?
Yeah, but like you carry a phone on you.
Yeah, your government can... The government can track
I know.
Phone easily.
No,
I mean, they have us microchipped, though, with the vaccine, right? So...
That's why they gave you two. The first half was like part of the microchip, and then it got pieced together once the second one.
Oh, man.
This is some real conspiracy shit.
This is fucking stupid, bro.
Yeah. But I think it's also fun to talk about.
I thought that shit was so funny.
When the people put the magnets on their arm and it's stuck or whatever, you see those?
Yeah.
Videos? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And there was like...
Let's talk about that conspiracy theory, because I think that's either hilarious or cool to think about.
Didn't you know... You might have been related to somebody who was a pure supporter of that.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Oh, fuck. No, that's funny, though.
But no, like, honestly, that was, like, the biggest conspiracy theory that we really grew up with.
The worst part for me is when COVID was going on, I was, like, 18, 19, like, my prime years.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, my 18th birthday, we were fucking locked down, bro.
Yeah, but, like,
yeah,
I
that sucked.
Like, when I was in Nova Scotia, 19, to go to the bars, like, on my 19th birthday, I just had it at home. Like, you know, like. Didn't get to go out. It didn't need to do anything.
Fucking stupid.
That's, yeah. Like, again, I go back. Like, how do you know what to do? But it sucks looking back now. Like, oh, I spent all that time home and stuff like that.
Well, and one of the things with, like, the COVID thing was a lot of people believed. I know that was a stupid way to say it. But one of the things was they truly believed in 3 years after you took the vaccine, you would die instantly. That's one of the biggest theories that they had. It's like,
lose
the government
listeners from this conversation.
Well, whatever. But like, it's a theory, and obviously it didn't work.
We just think it's funny.
It is. Yeah, no, that's true.
But like, they just thought that we were all going to die in 3 years, and for 3 years, I don't know why they just chose that number.
Tick tock,
tick tock, tick tock.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck. Actually, this is one thing I'll bring up is. Last night, I saw this
We
video.
Let the liquor talk.
Last night was a movie, eh?
Last
night was a movie, guys.
You guys ever seen that video of Donald Trump? And he's like, TikTok should be this old woman's dating app. Because it's like, TikTok, TikTok, you're running out of time. TikTok, TikTok. It's because he just hated on TikTok, right? Because it was owned by the Chinese government.
Oh, yeah. China. I like that.
Dude, some of those speeches are so funny.
Fuck, he's funny, like, unintentionally just funny. I like it. But.
Are you guys running for Trump next year?
Dude, I'm getting citizenship.
Bro, did you see his fucking mugshot?
Oh, he went to prison for tax evasion, didn't he?
I went hard, though, that picture.
Look it up.
He got charged for everything.
I think there was whole fucking book that. At him. But no, I think there was a conspiracy theory about like the government was trying to put him in jail so he couldn't run for president or some shit. I thought I heard that one too.
I 100% believe that's a conspiracy theory.
Honestly, you can make a conspiracy theory out of anything.
Didn't they say that he was connected to Russia or some shit? Like they were doing some fucking
because he rigged the polls
with
Russia.
You gotta think like is this people just saying it and people,
it is
like people
oh no it is
people like, just you know, put yeah, it like no but they just put it on the internet and then there's like. Fucking hundreds of other people, and all of a sudden, it's just a huge thing.
Because it gets views because
it's
makes
fucking
think.
Stupid.
It
gets views because it's fucking
stupid.
Well, like, if somebody starts a platform and they aren't being satirical, like, but they don't have all the facts, and like people don't know that
kinda
they're
like
jokes.
Lame.
That kinda sounds
like
mean.
One person can hear it and then run with it, right? Yeah. So,
but did you ever see like Yes Theory? I think it was Yes Theory. They did, like, they wanted to show, like, you could, like, portray something on the internet that wasn't true. Right. They got somebody that looked like Justin Bieber. Did you see that? And they made him eat a burrito, like, sideways. And it went all over the internet. Like, Justin Bieber doesn't know how to eat a burrito. And like, it wasn't even him, like, you know?
Right. I did actually see that.
Yeah?
Yeah. That Yes Theory,
I just
that's
thought
a cool
that he didn't
channel.
Know how to eat a burrito.
No, but like, and then they did a video reveal afterwards, right? Like,
oh yeah,
just yeah, something.
Yeah, because they yeah, no, those guys have a cool channel. I like
yeah,
their
I don't
shit.
Know. Like sometimes things can be so misleading. Like, it's kind of
the internet is just so.
That ain't getting picked up.
That's a good steady stream you got, buddy.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it is funny. The internet can be so, like, How do we know that anything we read on there is true?
Right.
You know, like, it's just so fucking... Yeah. Anybody can put anything... Anybody can go and edit Wikipedia. Like, I could fucking do it right now while we're on the podcast. Like, yeah. Just fucking... Yeah. So, like, how do you know anything is fucking true?
Honestly, my favorite part of the internet is Facebook Marketplace, man. Or, yes. Or looking up, like, auctions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace has been in my, like... I bet you I spent, like, 8 hours.
I'm pretty sure I just have Facebook day. To yeah. look at Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah. That's what I got it for, too.
I don't think you're the only person that does that. Like, that's yeah. a lot of people.
Yeah.
I talk to so many people, just Facebook Marketplace. But
like that, I like the internet for that reason, like the buying, selling, the advertising.
There's so much good about it, but there's like also just so much shit that you think about, like, you know, what the fuck is, what could be going on with all this? What a beautiful sound.
But no, yeah. I don't know.
Well, like, I think the more you're on, like connected to those, you know, apps like TikTok and Instagram, yeah. Like almost the worse your quality of life is, like you. I mean, like I feel direct comparison. Like the less I'm on my phone,
the better you feel.
And stuff like YouTube's is honestly a lot better because you choose what you want.
Yeah, right? You still have that algorithm, but it's still, like TikTok. You don't click on anything. Right. Like you're just fucking choosing. Watching every. Yeah. You know. So I don't know.
And you know, people get persuaded easy.
Yeah,
you see stuff. You
no. Absolutely.
You ever see that scary stuff? Like on the internet where it's like they show that like they show that two people are in a house together, right?
Yeah.
But they're both one's on their phone, like watching stuff on their phone, one's watching TV. Yeah. And they don't ever talk or do like they ever spend any time together.
I think that it's sad that like and like you get some older folks go up for supper and well, it's not just them, but it's everybody, really, I guess. Not just older folks. It's probably more younger folks, actually. But a couple go out for supper and be on their phone the whole time and not even talk to each other.
Right.
It's like, it's kind of sad to see that, you know, that the connection is maybe not what it was, you know, 50 years ago or even 30 years ago, right? Like, before all of this shit came out and... I don't know. I just.
But then I think about like how much time I waste watching TV or on my phone or watching TikTok or like more productive stuff I could be doing, right? Like that I don't, right?
Well, it's a tool, right?
Yeah,
you know your phone, anything that you can access the internet, it's a good tool, but you just need to know how to use it, right?
Like, it can be abused. It's like alcohol. It's a good tool for having fun, but you can abuse it, apparently. I don't know, whatever. It's
but like 90%, probably 95% of the time, I don't go to sleep without watching TV, like half hour, hour of TV. It's like
I'd say I every night I'll play, well, not every night, but like some nights I work till I fucking go to sleep. But if I come home and play Xbox for an hour, and then I always got to go on my phone before I go to sleep. Like it's through like those TikTok old white or Facebook.
That use a Kindle to read books. You guys seen those Kindles?
Yeah. Less blue light.
What was the last book you guys read? Now Lane just made me think of this. I don't think I don't even remember the last time I read a fucking book.
I forget the name of it.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I fucking binge read that shit, bro.
Holy shit.
What a great fucking book.
Great storyline, eh?
I would fucking slam one of them down in a night. Like, I just sit there for like 4 hours and fucking read them.
There's a lot of pictures in those, guys.
I loved it, bro.
It's pretty much just a picture book.
Guess he used to be good at drawing, like...
I would draw Greg Heffley.
What's the author's name?
Heffley?
No, what the author...
you know what I'm saying. But you'd draw like him. I remember, like, you'd show me and whatever.
I thought the author's name was Greg Heffley.
No. It's Jeff Kinney. Right. Oh, Jeff Kinney.
That's close.
Right. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Bro, I read every book 15 fucking times.
He'd always pick things and just go hard on them.
Yeah.
I have always been like that. Just super addictive personality. Yeah. Probably not a good thing, but...
You get through things, though. It's good.
I know. I don't
think... I mean, that's true.
I don't think I read a book unless it was like...
for school.
Like it was for like a lesson or whatever. Right. Yeah. Like English class or something like that. Like,
so what were you getting at there? Is just that we're on our devices too much? Like, and you're saying like, can you remember your last book?
Well, that, and I don't know. I just thought of it because Lane said that thing about the
Kindle.
The Kindle or whatever. And I just thought, you know, like I...
the Kindle. It's not even funny. I'm sorry.
Did you guys read Lord of the Flies?
No.
What? My mom did. A great fucking book. That is a great book.
I was ancient.
But it's fucking... That's a great book.
Well, I had to read Hamlet in school, too. That's ancient, right?
Yeah. That's
we didn't read
that Shakespeare, man.
I don't even know if... We were supposed to read in grade 12, but we didn't.
We read
Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. I liked Macbeth.
Macbeth was better.
But, like, you ever, like, get on your phone... And then it shows your screen time for the day, and it's like...
I've never done
you
that.
You never notice? Oh, like,
check yours.
Everybody has a screen time.
I get a notification from mine, and it's like, oh, you were up 22 hours from the last time. It's like, oh, fuck.
I don't think I go on my phone a lot.
No?
You know, like...
Let's check.
The last week, I've been working 11 to 13 hours every day, because I go to my house, and I work on it. I go to work at 7 or 8. And then I work on my house until 7 or 8 in the evening. So,
mine's like 3 and a quarter, which I don't know what's supposed to be good.
Like per day?
Yeah, weekly thing.
Yeah, like mine's average. 5
it's,
hours.
It's an average, right? Out of the 7.
Like,
days.
I don't know
how the fuck to find that.
It might be higher time. When you're...
Well,
like,
no,
what would be the highest
shit,
time
buddy.
Life?
I gotta fucking...
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what...
Like a depressed
like in the winter,
Sunday.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know when you'd be
winter,
on
definitely.
Yeah.
And winter, like, I feel like I got like seasonal depression or something.
Yeah.
Like, winter time, I'm fucking just, I can't do any, I can't get myself to do anything. That'd be by far.
And especially here, the weather's shitty. Winter is like 6 months long, but it's dark. Like, it's dark, right?
I know.
Like,
when I get up to go to work, it's dark. And when I come home from work, it's dark. Yeah. And I spend the whole day in the shop. Like, it's fucking depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least we get to watch the Oilers play.
The problem is, I love Alberta winter just for the snowboarding, man. I fucking love snowboarding.
I do love skiing.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? Like, I love a sunny winter day. When you're walking out there, I don't know. Like
but
that,
like a warm one, though.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know.
Like a minus 2.
You know what I mean, though? Like, it's not like a blizzard or anything. Like, there's lots of snow, but it's like warm out.
I agree with you.
I agree.
It's so
like,
nice.
Even when it, expanding on your topic, I guess. Like, even when it's sunny, no breeze, and it's minus 30, that's bearable, too. I find that terrible.
Oh, especially when you're moving around.
Yeah, the wind is fucking the worst thing.
Yeah.
About the wintertime, I think. But
I mean, if you have a jacket, like good jacket too,
whatever.
Doesn't matter how cold it is.
But no, I find the worst thing here is there's no wind protection. Like everything's so wide open here, right? Like
for sure. Yeah,
cuts you like a knife, basically, right?
Oh, it does, and it goes through everything. It's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
But it depends what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
I talked to a lot of people that. You know, have lived out in on the coast, Vancouver, Victoria, whatever. Yeah. And they talk about, I'm not, like, most of these people that I'm getting to, like, are, you know, maybe more like us. They're not, like, people that really wanted to be there. Maybe went out there for work or whatever. But they say they would take this winter over the rain all the time.
Right.
Like... Yeah. I don't
know.
Like,
a lot. You hear that a lot from people that are from out there.
Like
they hate
maybe
the
rain is just super depressing. Yeah. I guess I don't know, but
like it doesn't matter where you go. Everybody has something. They don't like about it. Right?
Can we please just drink those Coronas? They're right there and they're cold.
It's a prize for the game show.
We're not doing.
I'll
it,
give
though.
You a prize right away.
All right, guys.
All right, time to crack a Corona. Let's go. I'm
But yeah, so
you want to play a little game?
Okay, Logan, I'll ask you this. They're busy. What would you say? I guess you haven't been in Alberta that long, but what would you say the worst thing weather-wise is about Alberta? Like just the extreme cold when it gets
there. I honestly like
fucking
if there
pliers
like,
don't really
if the extreme cold comes out of nowhere, they'll be like,
yeah.
But like if on the weather it says like next week. See, I find here like there's be like a cold like. Like a deep freeze, like it'll be here for 2 or 3 weeks. Like I remember December.
Yeah, there's always a couple. Yeah.
December of 2021, it was like a 3-week deep freeze, right? And I find after a couple of days you adjust, but I find you can really adjust to anything. But
yeah,
I think it's.
I mean, you just aren't outside as much.
I think really, it's for me. You know? It's the hail.
Yeah, that is. It's pretty bad.
Like that. I know that's not the wind, but like,
do you not get that old Easter one?
No,
what the fuck is that shit? Don't even worry about it.
I think it's the hail because you know, like here, like I saw a hailstorm I saw the aftermath of a hailstorm.
Lane. You wanted us to drink that.
I'm sorry, Logan. Dude. What the fuck is that shit, bro?
I'll give you.
Is there a pickled fucking. What the fuck is that?
Try it.
If you made us drink that.
Holy fuck.
We would have had you blindfolded.
We need to post a picture of this on Instagram immediately after this. Dude, what the fuck, right,
guys.
Is that shit,
hold
bro?
On.
I'm not doing it, bro.
I'm grabbing a shotgun.
Late, okay, you do it. I already fucking. Okay, we got some live video going on here.
You got this. These are the good ones.
Lane, you're not holding your mic. Nobody can fucking hear you talking, bro. All
right, we have three jars. There was a game show that was going on, but I guess
nobody
wants
to do it. And if you seen the fucking jar that Lane set on
the
table, you would understand why we don't want to fucking do it.
These three out of the six that I made, these are the good ones.
That's good? Are you fucking
I'll explain each one.
I mean, the peaches look good.
There's one. It's canned peaches. Yeah. Canned peaches and vodka. By the way, it's all vodka. This one is Jolly Ranchers. In vodka.
We took a complete 180 right here.
This
what
one,
the fuck?
This one is a full Snickers bar in a jar of vodka.
Dude, that's
it looks like oyster water with
now,
milk or something.
If I can find this one, hold on. This is barbecue chips.
What the fuck? No way.
This is canned mush. Oh, no, vodka. That's Vienna sausages and vodka. Dude.
That looks like a little fucking wiener, bro. Yeah. What the fuck?
And then this one is canned mushrooms in a jar with vodka.
Dude, if a cop pulled you over and saw these cans, he would
probably
take
think
you
I was
jail.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
He would take you to jail.
I want to fucking do a citizen's arrest on your ass after seeing this shit, bro.
These sausages are the weirdest looking thing ever.
Listen, guys.
I don't know,
are you
man.
Sure $25 is not worth your life?
No.
No, it's not.
Moving on.
I'm really glad you brought this so that I could laugh hysterically into a microphone, but what
hail.
The fuck?
You're lucky.
Okay, anyways, hail. Sorry about that, guys.
I find, like, my experience, I find hail the most nerve-wracking or scariest thing here because you can never predict when it was coming.
Yeah.
Like, July comes, and everybody's just nervous that their crop might get hailed because you never know if it's coming. It could it's only, like, 15 minutes, and then it's gone, and then you got, like, golf ball size hail.
Yeah,
it's scary. And it can fuck shit up, like.
Yeah, people's cars are totaled, like. Everything like that. Coming from...
Oh, look at my fucking fiance's car, bro.
It was on a driving range. Just sitting there.
But like, coming from a place that doesn't have that to here, it's just... And it's normal here. Like people,
I can't believe... You don't have any hail, like, out east there?
Well, we do have hail, but, like not, like... In my experience, I don't remember it being golf ball size hail or unpredictable that, right?
Well, it can have, you know, a crop. There can be nothing left after.
Yeah, it looks
like it's really bad. Like,
we've seen some
scary
bad
ones. But like some crops, if you see it, like, look like they got bush hog or like bush hogged, right?
Right.
Like completely mowed off. And the worst part is, like I said, like all that work that goes into that stuff, like, could be ruined in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is true, and that's got to be so fucking stressful for, you know, I mean, Carson, obviously, your family farms, right, so you kind of know about this stuff.
Always worrying about it, I guess, but...
But, like, again...
You always have crop insurance, too, because you have to. Yeah.
What is the actual, you know, what's the payout if you're, like, if your crop gets damaged just completely? Like, let's say a whole quarter just gets fucked.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely... Maybe not definitely, but you'd wish that it didn't, right? Like, you're not going to get the same amount of money.
No,
but
but like will you get you will crop, you get your money back?
Like your input cost, you might get close to that. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't exactly know because it depends also on who checks it, right?
Yeah.
So. No, but like, sure. it is depressing, like to see videos of people's like their hard work, right? Like,
yeah,
all that work they put into it in the spring just to be ruined.
That's like the one line of work that it like shit like that can just destroy everything that you've done. You know, like, yeah. I think about like my line of work. I don't have to worry about fucking unless a tornado comes in and fucking rips a house apart. Like, I'm not worried about the weather, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, it's one of those things you worry about, but how do you worry about something you can't control? You can't control it at all. Exactly. Right?
It's like worrying about that you're going to die one day.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
Too. Yeah.
Maybe not as serious.
Not quite that serious. I'm getting a little deep here, boys. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's like thinking about your date of death.
I just.
Every year you pass your death date.
I mean, okay, technically though, let's touch on that. You can control when you die.
Well, you could die whenever you want, technically.
You can kill yourself whenever you want.
No, that's not what I'm getting at. I'm just being like...
You well, can that make, is true,
you can
but...
make worse decisions that could lead, right,
to an early death.
Right?
Yeah.
Even stuff like consumption-wise, right?
Like drinking 3 beers or something.
Per chance.
Did you know hot dogs, like, decrease your lifespan? By a lot.
I can't say I'm surprised.
What about vodka and hot dogs?
Yeah. Like,
That's not a hot dog. That's a Vienna sausage.
Those are worries you just can't have, right?
You know what I think? And I was just telling Lane this today too. I really admire those people that just say, fuck it. You only live once. I'm not here for a fucking long time. I'm here for a good time. I love, like, that's fucking awesome that you can just put everything aside and just say, fuck it. Like, I'm not one of those people, but, like, you gotta say, like, those people, they're on another level of not giving a shit.
That's kind of cool. Like, I wouldn't want to be, like, so extreme on that level where I wouldn't want any, like, to do, have anything in life, like, wouldn't want to not have get married or anything like that, like those people.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It'd be nice not to like, I don't know. It'd make you think like you had options and stuff to do different things or be spontaneous in a way, right?
Yeah.
Right? But. Yeah.
No. Fuck yeah, me long. That's what I think about when we talk about this.
Fuck yeah, me long.
But.
Oh, God.
We should.
Carson, does your mom listen to this? Or your dad?
I sure as fuck hope not.
I don't think anybody listens to it.
We should actually talk about the story, because this story is
a good story.
Funny. It's
funny. Lane, do you want to take it away?
All right, I'll talk about this. So, we may or may not have had a couple beers.
No, we didn't. We were not doing this intoxicated.
No, we were fully sober. And me, Kessler, and Carson went to go retrieve wood from the forest. We went down a gravel road in Kessler's truck.
Mm.
And this was after we flipped the Argo.
We did talk about that.
We did talk about that on the last episode. Yeah, but so we were going to get some wood. And, you know, us three were in the forest. And Kessler had a chainsaw. Me and Carson were holding this tree. And we were both pushing it on either side so it wouldn't hit the truck. So Kessler's like halfway through this log. And he hits a knot, and it kicks back, and it just scratches the shit out of Carson's leg.
The fucking jeans afterwards are fucking gnarly,
It
man.
Looked like he got an attack by a cougar.
Yeah, it was like a bear attack.
And then a few years later, he did get attacked by a cougar.
We'll talk about that in a second.
That's funny.
But, so... We stopped and we were like, all right, let's take a little break because that's insane because we almost just killed one of our best friends. So then we took a little break and we're like, all right,
okay,
we might as well kill.
Like a little.
Well,
but like,
you
yeah,
might
I know
have died.
I know what you're saying.
But like if it hit an artery,
I
or
mean,
it was
like
sideways,
it would have been fairly extreme, I think.
Yeah.
But what do you think it would take a chainsaw to go through a leg like full throttle? No.
No.
Like, just a good spin.
Yeah.
But full...
I mean, if I didn't have jeans on, though, it would have been a different story.
Would have
really.
Been a bad cut, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do got... Well,
if I had
you
shorts,
have a
if I had shorts, I bet you it was a lot deeper.
Yeah. But you'd still... You would have made it, though. I mean, like...
It kicked back, but let's be real. Like, it wasn't really spinning when it hit you.
No,
kicked back and just grabbed your jeans.
The only way is if it bucked, you know what I mean? Like, it actually had, like, a kick out. Because, I mean, the only reason that it touched is just because, you know, you were done.
Yeah,
but it was just kind of sliding by my leg. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of touched my pants.
Yeah,
but
it was, like, on one final rotation.
But, yeah,
rotation.
It does kind of get your heart rate, like, oh, jeez.
It's like, oh, shit, we almost just killed a guy. Kessler would have been going speeds
that
no man has ever seen.
My truck would have been fucking wobbling like crazy on the way to Rocky, man. Fuck.
You got something to say, Logan?
Yeah, I think he does. Look at that. Look at that smile he's got.
Look at that little twinkle in his eye.
I can almost. I wish I could make that sound like they do on fucking Peter Pan. It's like
to backtrack a little bit, like. Don't you want to live a little spontaneous, not to be just
I do,
boring?
And like, I do. Do you honestly think that I am not living slightly spontaneous?
No, but I'm just saying, like, I would never want to, for me, like, in my life, I never want to wake up and be able to know what I'm doing that whole day. Like, you know, like, not have any, like, just any
spontaneity. I'd love, like, my life to be like that, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Wait, would like that?
Or? Just to have some, like, it'd be nice, like.
Every day is random.
Every day is different. Like, every week, like, I don't know what I'm going to do next week. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do next month, right?
Yeah.
It's a year from now.
Something new.
Yeah.
But, like, do you like routine?
No.
Because I love routine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind routine.
I hate getting out of a routine.
Yeah.
It's always messing me up.
It is. It's nice. It the thing about, and I once talked with a, I guess kind of like a therapist or whatever about this.
Fuck.
For fuck's sakes.
For Fox Creek.
Anyways, we'll deal with that later. Lane just spilled his beer, by the way. That's what happened. I talked with a therapist once about this, and it's like, you know, I think a big cause of stress is just, like, if you're not, and I don't know if it's like this for everybody, but for me, if I don't have like a routine or something, I can get really stressed to the point where it actually makes me physically ill.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I need to be somewhat organized, and I'm not saying that that's 100% what causes stress, but it is nice to,
But part of that too is probably because, you know, when you're in that routine, it's because you have a task or job.
Yeah.
And that means you're completing stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because you get that crisis mode when you're not ever accomplishing something, you know what I mean?
And I'm super competitive too. And it's like, if I'm not doing like, okay, did I do the best I can do with today? It's like, I want to make sure, I like to think of like, hey, what am I going to do tomorrow so that I feel like I actually accomplished something and I did the best that I could. Like, if I was running a race, I could win, you know, like, I want to, I don't know. I just think like that all the time. Right.
I'm competitive too. Like, I'm the youngest of four. I have three older brothers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's hard not to like try to be the best, like out of the three of them. Right.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And just, so I do get routine and stuff like that. It is very nice, but I don't know. Sometimes, like, I just feel like I'd get bored. Like, not to put down, like, what you feel like, know.
That's
But, like, I feel like I just get bored, right?
No, that's good. It's just funny how different everybody is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like, not, it's like the odd time there's, like, a couple people that are the same. And I think the funniest thing is it's like, it's one thing that two people will think the same on, because it's okay. Me and Carson will sit here and think the same about routine, but then the next thing that we talk about, we might disagree about. I just find that so fucking weird that, like, I don't know.
Everybody's different.
It's so cool, though.
Yeah.
Like,
the
way that it is.
Well, I mean, it's good, though, too, if you know, have different opinions on stuff and different actions, because it just kind of, you can learn from each other.
Yeah, and I think
what other people do.
I think that it's good to, you know, listen to other people talk. I don't know. Fuck.
No, like,
I always think about, so the guys, obviously the people that I work with they're all Mennonite. They belong to the Mennonite church, right? And I'd say that before I worked there, I would have thought that everybody that was belonged to that church was like the Amish or whatever, right? And then I get there and I start talking to them and I realize that they're a lot like us, right? So, and I was talking to this guy and he's a super open-minded, open to talking about anything. He likes to learn about other cultures and stuff as well. And it's just so interesting that we all share the earth together and it's just like everybody has such differing opinions on things and lives different lifestyles, but somehow I don't even know where I'm going with this, but like I got something in my fucking head that I'm thinking about.
No, you got that. I get what you mean there.
No, I get what you're saying. Like you had an idea about a certain person. Like you were thinking about Mennonites as like these Amish people that don't really like.
Yeah, like I didn't realize how much variety there is. But what I'm saying is, you can't be super closed-minded about how other people think. Like you have to kind of accept that everybody is different, and also that sometimes how you think of somebody is maybe not how they actually are. I guess that's what I'm trying. I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at, right? That's definitely
true. No, I get you.
And I mean, that happens a lot. We, you know, put a whole group of people, you know, and think that they're all the same just because they, you know, from the outside, you view them as being the same, but you know, everybody's different. Like you said, and there's good people in any community.
Yeah.
There's bad people in any community.
Absolutely.
Sounds like racism.
What the fuck are you laughing at, dude?
That's the opposite of it.
No, I don't think it. I would say I agree with Carson on this. It's not. It's the opposite.
No, that's what.
Because we're breaking it down to say that in every community of whatever kind it is, it doesn't matter if it's race, religion, or whatever. You know, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly and everything, right?
Exactly. That's what I was getting.
For me, like, back to like living life, like we only like thinking that we only have one life and want to live it to the fullest, kind of stuff like that. It's like I kind of want, like I don't want to have any regrets. Like I don't want to wake up when I'm 55 or something like that and just regret like on stuff I didn't do, like pass on stuff because it's like kind of scary and not comfortable.
Scary to think about because it's like is that time just gonna all of a sudden pass and it's just gonna be like, hey, I'm 60 years old and I don't even know if I've done everything that I want to accomplish.
No, it's just like, for me, like I have this dream of being a pilot someday, but that's not safe and comfortable. And that's, I don't know how that's going to work out, but I don't want to regret it when I'm 60 years old.
I don't think I've ever heard about this.
Yeah.
You were talking about flying a plane last episode.
Like I done a discovery flight, but like one of these, like I want to commit, but I can't because it's just so. I don't see how that would work out. I can't see the layout of it.
I think circling back to episode one or two, I asked about dream jobs, and I don't think I've ever heard you talk about wanting to be a pilot.
Yeah. So, because it's so out, like how you don't really, there's not a pilot, like we don't know pilots or so, you know what I mean? Like not.
Yeah. The only pilot that we really know is like, he was like the only one in our school that we really knew. I can't remember his name. I wouldn't say his name anyways. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hergard. No, I don't know whose name.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, but like, I don't know. It's scary. And like,
that's cool, man. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that you should go after it.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that you got to fucking do that shit.
It's a goal, but I definitely need to get money ahead. Like, money is everything.
That's the most fucked up thing about the way that society is now.
Like things aren't free.
You have to have money to kind of succeed a little bit. And this might circle back to Lane's comment about the government controlling
everything. Put fucking my fucking cans, please. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
no,
I was resting my foot there, you fuck.
On my cans that I'm about to put my voluptuous lips on.
Yeah, on them cans.
Anyways.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
As you were saying.
I feel like, I don't know, I'm talking too much.
No,
Hasn't said anything lately. It's time for Lane.
I need a hypothetical, Lane.
Lane, throw us a fucking hypothetical, please.
We gotta throw one in every episode.
Every episode.
We gotta think of one. Hold on.
All right, we'll circle back.
Yeah. We'll circle back to me.
We'll just finish on that. Like, yes, it'd be nice like that is a goal of mine to be one, but I it isn't free. Like, so like,
I just think it's fucked up that people gotta pay to like see their dreams through.
Yeah. But like, what do you do, right?
What do you do? That's how life is, man. It's fucking stupid.
But what about your dream? You have a dream, Kessler? Like, you must have a dream.
The only thing I want is to just have a family that I, you know, take care of and a house that I built myself.
Yeah.
That's the only things I want in my life. It's super simple.
Yeah.
And I think it's achievable. And that's the thing. I don't want to, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't have dreams that are, you know, big dreams, right? But I like simple things too, like simple dreams like that. It just feels like it's something I actually can achieve, you know?
What about you, Carson?
Sorry, what was the question?
You have dreams? Like, what do you want to do in the future? What do you want to see happen that you don't want not to happen?
Yeah, like, that I don't, I mean, I can't get really specific because I don't really know what my life looks like at all in like 2 to 5 years.
And I'm in the same boat as you, really.
But,
right?
Yeah, like at the end of the day, if I flash forward 50 years, like I want to have a good family and I don't want to live in the city. That's the only two things I
can do. You're on the right podcast that everyone here can agree we don't want to live in the city.
It's nice not having neighbors.
Yeah. There's nothing like, well, in a way, it's not,
I got
that
neighbors
bad, but,
now.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's not the worst thing in the world, but I just like a little more space at the end of the day. You know what I mean? It's a little, it gets a little
like
crowded
when,
there.
When I settle down, I just want to build myself a nice, myself and my family, of course, a nice place out in the country. And you got something to say, Lane?
What about you, Lane?
Yeah, before you get into whatever this hypothetical situation is.
Okay, and it's actually a good one. It's not inappropriate. But what was the question? I was completely
We're
not
talking about
attention.
Dreams in life. What do you want to achieve? Things like that.
I would like to make enough money for my own parents to retire. Because
I fucking love that.
I feel like they've done a lot for me. And I feel like it would just be like really good for me to just give them something back and then for them to just live like a peaceful life where they don't have to wear their work. Mind you, my dad would get really bored because he can't really hunt all year round. If he could, he would, but he can't really. So either
you
that or
can't
he works.
Really hunt year round, huh?
Well, he's not.
I know
native.
Who can.
But well, no, like, hunt, Lane, you know, that is admirable. Like very.
I really like that. That's
going back to who gave to you first, really. Like your parents.
Yeah.
Well, and they gave me a lot of like really good, like, I don't know, like a head start in life, really. Like my first job was because of my dad.
Yeah.
And like my mom has helped me throughout school and stuff. And it's just, I want to give back a little bit.
Okay, Lane.
All right.
I'm curious about this hypothetical.
That was the most mature thing Lane has ever
that
seen.
That was very, that
but
was
like,
very.
But like, I feel for you too. Like, looking back at like what my parents did for me, like, I don't know how I could ever repay. Like, they would never want to be repaid, but.
Yeah.
No, and I
and
that
I think
too.
That's the thing as a parent, you're not really expecting to be repaid. Right. Right? No. Like, you just do it because you
I know,
love
like,
your kids. Right?
I know if shit ever hit the fan. I call my, even if they, my parents live across the country, right?
Like, and they'd help you out. Yeah.
And even them, they'd be here, right? That's the only night. It's nice to have that feeling.
Mm. Yeah. And they've done, they just do so much. And it's just, why don't I give something back a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, Lane.
I got a question loaded up. All right. Enough of this sappy shit. Would you rather live pain free for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Or live a very sensitive to pain life. So, like, you're always sensitive to pain.
What kind of shit is this, bro? Pain free or sensitive to pain?
What? I prefer the would you rather.
But, like, no, wait. You gotta come up with something better than that, man.
Bro,
man,
that's
the first one. Wait. Hey, be quiet.
Let's answer this.
Be quiet.
You go hard, though.
So, we want to stay on hypotheticals, though?
Yes.
So you had to have a life-saving drug every day. But the life-saving drug was either smoke a pack of cigarettes every day or chew a tin of tobacco every day. Which one would you choose? You had to live.
Tobacco.
What's that? Which one?
I haven't done either.
Yeah.
I would smoke like a fucking chimney.
But wait, do the effects of these still, do you know what I mean? Like, do they still give you cancer, right? Like, it still affects you the same way.
No, it doesn't, because it's life-saving.
Oh, it's life-saving.
So it's just what would you prefer?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you could do a whole pack in one fucking mouthful.
Yeah, I'd probably do the chewing tobacto.
Because, honestly, how many is in a pack? 20?
Like 10? 25.
You got to use your hands.
Yeah, you could do 25 in a fucking bundle and just...
What would you choose? What would you choose, Gessler?
I don't know. Throw a dip in, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that the
problem?
Is that the two parts to it? Because like the one is the smoke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, like a tin of chew, like to go through a tin of chew. That takes some.
That would actually take.
I haven't fucking smoked a single cigarette.
Sick? No, it's life saving drug. Life saving.
No, I mean like sick, like is a nicotine sick.
No, life saving drug.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Probably the chewing tobacco.
I'd do the cigarettes because you could do it quick. You could do it quicker.
You could do it literally in an hour.
Yeah. That. Let's change it up a little bit. Change it up. No. But we touched on a lot of good things tonight. Really.
Actually, this was pretty good. Yeah. This was, and just so you know. That was so fucking funny. Oh yeah.
But Kirsten, thank you for coming on tonight.
Yes.
Oh my god. Yeah. I think all three of us pissed our fucking pants.
You should really come back.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to Three Beers. Yeah. And this is the first episode of a double drop we're doing this week. So, I mean, obviously you'll know that if you're listening.
Are we going to give a hint of what our next episode is?
No. Because it's going to come out at the same time as this one, so it doesn't really fucking matter, does it?
Oh, that's actually funny.
All right.
A hint. It's a little good.
Thank you again to Central Alberta Sandblasting and Paint for sponsoring this episode. Thank you for listening to Three Beers, and we will see you later.
Here with the boys. Drinking some beer, talking about life, discussing our fears. There's three of us, so the name we hold dear. We like to call this Three Beers.